be on the track.
Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. All hands out, so they think you can take my bitch. And I'm so sorry when I shoot, swear I won't miss. What's happening, baby? We're back at it. Another day.
Where are we?
Another victory. It's time to fucking step up to the plate. We got a big game today. We're about 45 minutes outside of kickoff, and I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
Feeling good.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. The had a session, pool session, sauna, hot tub.
Spa session.
Yeah.
Morning spa session.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Absolutely.
Quick shout out to our sponsors, North Mountain Vineyards, as always, Jaeger and Meister and Red Bull.
Red Bull to accommodate.
Yes. Appreciate that.
We are eyeing a 3-0 start today if we can get by Oakland. And like with the first two games, I feel just like I did. I feel the same way.
I feel different.
I feel great about this game. I feel different. I feel like it's going to be a great game. I feel like it's going to come down in the fourth quarter, and we're going to have to execute big time in the fourth quarter. And if you look at it from it's the quarterback matchup. Tannehill has been he's got four touchdowns to no picks this year.
And that's okay, but
it looks good on paper, but yeah, he has not had that great of a year to me.
He has not.
And I'm not sure. 73%
completion percentage. Real. I mean, yeah. You say that's a great percentage, and it is. But like, we need him to make plays when it counts. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't. Our defense played insane last week.
Right. It's and I'm not sure exactly how Carr has been playing this year, but I know that they're 0-2. And I know that we need to execute.
They're going to come out.
They're going to come out and play.
Yeah.
But more than anything, we need to cut out the penalties like we've been doing. We've done a great job of that. Last week we had, I believe, two penalties for, I think, 10 to 20 yards or something. It's really small. If we can continue to do that, cut the little mistakes out. No turnovers, which Tannehill dropped a ball. It was a big play last week. But no interceptions, yes, which is good. We need to win the turnover battle. We need to be the least penalized team. We need to get after the quarterback, which I feel great about. Our defensive line, our defense is playing lights out.
Yes, they are.
And I love the way we're playing. I think we're gonna play a hell of a game today. And
how about Gotchow? Like, got a shout out to like Gotchow.
Shouts out to Gotchow. For being just an absolute savage.
And the quarterback killer of all time. Like,
Kiko.
I mean,
Kiko the killer.
They're just playing, like, on another level. And, of course, Bones in the back. McDonald's been playing excellent. And Minka's playing phenomenal. I mean,
absolutely.
And every week he's getting better.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, you can just go all the way around. I mean, to me, the game changers, the two, maybe I'll just say three so far this year that pop to me are, first and foremost, is Robert Quinn coming off the edge. He's been an absolute hunter. He is hungry. And we've never had that type of pressure maybe since Olivier Vernon on the opposite side of Cam Wake. Yeah. And I would say Quinn's better as far as I'm concerned. We haven't had that type of pressure coming from both sides. We're still looking for Wake to get his moment, and he will be there.
Oh yeah,
he's just kind of a late.
he's played really good. I mean, he's.
They're holding his ass. They're holding his ass.
They hold. Wake gets held more than anyone in the league.
Yes, and that's my first. My first is Quinn. My second is Minka. Minka has played insanely good for being his two games in the NFL. He was targeted 10 times in the first half against the Jets. No completions. I mean, he's doing things that they're not showing up on paper, but they are
right.
They are game-changing shit.
Shutting things down.
Because if we don't have Minka, we've got somebody like Tankersley on that guy. And
oh
guess what? Those 10 targets
Ooh.
Last week, 7 of them are completed, and the game has changed. Right?
To see that Tankersley was still on the team, like I really was.
Right here's our inactives. Luke Falk, David Fales, Turner,
Bones?
McAvoy. Bones is inactive. Oh,
I did not know that.
Falk and Balazs. Wow.
He must have done something to his shoulder at practice this week. I mean...
Damn. All right, so we don't have Bones. I mean, like I said, that just piggybacks off of what I was just saying about Minka. If we don't have Minka right now to fill that slot right now, we're dead. We're dead man walking. So that just rolls right into that what I was just saying. I mean, Minka has played lights out. He's gonna have to have a big game today. They're gonna probably target his ass and. They probably don't want to do that.
No, I mean if they do that, he's going to make them pay. That kid is getting better each week.
Yep.
He is in such a key position. Like
yes.
I mean, I just can't say enough about Minka.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff. I mean. Wow, that really alters my whole feeling about the game. You know, having Bones. I mean, Bones is absolutely, outside of Tannehill, is the most important player on our team.
He is aware the ball is.
So that hurts. That hurts, but we are a next man up squad. I mean, it's
no, we have to be. Have to be.
So
there's no question.
But like I was saying, Quinn this year so far has been one of the biggest moves as far as defense goes. Minka and
that pressure that we're putting on the quarterback is why we have had the interceptions that we've had, because
yep.
that they have got to get that
yep.
ball out, and that's why they're
right.
the corners can jump
and we're
that
making
pass.
We're making quarterbacks. Go through their progressions. Normally, without our coverage that we have with Minka playing good tight press coverage, sometimes when he's in the slot playing the slot receiver, and we have I'm losing his name right now, our other safety, Crossford's Bones, been playing lights out.
Bobby McCain?
No.
Or,
I completely lost his name.
Oh.
Which needs to change.
Me too.
He's had a hell of a year so far. We just picked him up. He had an 8-game suspension last year.
Oh, McDonald.
McDonald. He's been playing very good.
Yeah.
And that reasoning with our secondary playing that type of coverage is making the quarterback hold it longer. He's got to go through, okay, primary, secondary. He's looking down at his back for a check down. They're running through his progressions, and we're able to get after the quarterback.
The size of these guys also, Minka and McDonald and Bones, those guys are like having like small linebackers back there with
yeah.
speed.
Yeah.
But like they play
yeah. they're a lot faster
way
than
bigger.
Linebackers. Yeah.
But
they're
bigger.
Very interchangeable. You can put them in any position. They can play, and they know
right.
their coverages.
Right.
But
they
we're facing an Oakland team that is 0-2, and they have to win.
Yep.
I mean, they're coming in with
true.
A have-to-win mentality.
It's very true.
Or short Bones.
Yeah, 0-3, I mean, if you start out 0-3, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead
yeah.
in the water.
It's a big game.
It's a season ender. So.
And trust me, like Tannehill, he's played pretty subpar, but I'm expecting a big game from Tannehill today.
He probably will throw
one pick, but I'm looking at a 3-touchdown game from Tannehill.
I think so too. I really do.
I'm hoping that we take shots deep to Stills open up the pass game.
Oh yeah.
I would really love for us to to get I'm losing names because of a late night of debt last night. But our rookie tight end, Gesicki has not been that involved. Yes. We haven't seen a whole lot.
No,
it's kind of concerning.
No, also, our middle linebacker in that McMillan, we really need to see him step up.
Yeah.
I have not went over the tapes, but I just have not heard his name enough.
Camper said that this is the biggest game for him thus far for McMillan because you have Marshawn Lynch coming out the backfield, and it's a humongous day for him because Lord knows, like, without Bones coming in there hot and heavy, like, we need somebody to come in there and wrap up tackles and, you know.
Because Lynch is going to
– Yeah, it's
– Run hard.
He's going to be going hard. They're going to try to pound the run. But thank God we've got Gotchell out there. We're deep at tackle. We're deep in the ends. We're rotating a lot. We're keeping fresh legs in at all times. And it's showing.
No, it is. It's showing. It absolutely shows.
Nobody's running on us.
No.
And we're winning the game in the trenches. We're winning the trench fight, and that's what matters most. We made Darnold look like a little fucking pussy. And that's what I love. Yes. I love making I love, like, when they hype people up and we kill them.
Oh, that
we kill him, you know,
and we have the killer. The he's actually got the certification for killing quarterbacks.
Yeah, they have awarded him.
Kiko, like nobody loves to put people out of the game than Kiko.
More than Kiko, he loves to take heads off, and that's why I love him.
He loves to see stretchers.
You have to
come
have
out.
Somebody like that. If you don't have somebody like that, you're kind of just another team out there that nobody's scared of.
You're just
right?
playing. Yeah, you're playing, and nobody's at all worried.
The reason why this game is big for us today is we've got a stretch of games coming up at New England and at the Bengals. Those are two tough games, but I would love to go into those games 3-0, and we can afford a loss. Not saying we're going to lose, but we can afford one loss to, you know, out of those two games. After that, it gets, you know, we come back home against the Bears, and then we play. We play the Bears and somebody else at home. Pretty easy games, but. We need to get insurance going.
There's never any easy game in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can say that, but you never know what's happening.
Yeah.
Who's going to be playing?
Right.
That's why you have to win every week.
Yeah.
You have to win every week.
Exactly. I think our strategy today, as far as offense goes, it's been like a trend for us to make sure that our running back is getting touches.
And ball control type of stuff. And
yeah.
I think we're
love
gonna
Tannehill
open
in play action. When he's in play action, he can roll out, he can use his wheels.
Well,
he had 50 yards rushing last week. We had did a lot of run pass option stuff, and that's humongous because when you've got that option, you're keeping defenses on their toes at all times, and we did it so perfectly last week because they just didn't know. We weren't expecting it, and they didn't know what to do when we hit them with it, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, that's going to be a big key today. We need to pound Frank Gore. We need to have
shout out to Gore and to Drake. I mean, they're not getting, like, the publicity. They're not, you know, their names are not being called. But believe me, they're doing what they have to do every play. Playing really well.
Absolutely. It's a very big game for us. We're going to have a lot of energy at home today.
Gore's another one on offense that has that attitude. Like, he brings that attitude. Like, he's going to go at
he's
you.
He's not scared of anybody.
No, and never has been. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Frank Gore runs hard. He's I think he moved into ninth place or eighth place in the rushing, all-time rushing category last week. So that's worthy of a shout out right there. But our defense is what is really showing up. They have been playing as a group outstanding, and I really think that they can keep that up. I think they're only going to get better from here. They're a very young group of guys, and they've just been playing as a unit outstanding. I've been talking a lot about the defense, and yeah, I mean, and they're worth talking about. Mm-hmm. They've just been playing outstanding. Yeah, and I look for them to get better.
Who are we talking about, defense?
Yeah, the defense.
Defense, yeah.
They're a very young group of guys, and
we're only going to get better at that you know,
and
side
that's
of the
ball. Scary for every team in the league.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah,
because
I love what we're, as we do this podcast, we sit here and we watch game day morning, and I love that they don't have reporters
about.
In Miami. They don't give a shit about Miami, and that's how we want to keep it.
Exactly.
We don't want nobody to talk about us because we're that quiet 2-0 team, and guess what? After we beat the fuck out of Oakland, they're going to have to talk about us. They don't want to talk about us. They're going to have to talk about us.
Yeah, and I don't even want them to talk about us then.
No, I don't either.
Because no, we just need to do work every week.
Yes.
Play hard. No, play like we are 0-2.
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
You know, we cannot be complacent at all.
Yeah.
Like play like it is our have to win game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's we got to come out. I like I was saying, I feel like we're gonna have a lot of energy in the crowd. This is, you know, we had our first week home game, but we didn't have our full crowd there because of the delays and stuff, so everybody was leaving. We're going to have a full packed house of energetic crowd. I expect a big game out of Cam Wake, because when we got motherfucking crowd out there, Cam Wake shows up to play.
Oh,
and I love that shit.
Yeah, Cam plays like he's like Gore. He's going to play hard all
right.
the time.
Right.
Cam's going to get his. He is held all the time. Seldomly called.
Because
you can't keep him back. I mean, he's that horse. And Robert Quinn is the guy coming on the other side. And like I say, it's not good for any team in the NFL. They're not looking forward to that, I can promise you.
But I'll say it like this. It's a big day. We're more than likely going to come back with a post-game podcast because – we're hoping that Tiger wins this evening. He's got a 3-shot lead going into Sunday.
Yes.
Hasn't won since 2015. We got a lot of big hopes for that. But I would say we're probably expecting for a post-game podcast.
I would say so, too. And, I mean, the 2015 thing is something, but he has been injured. So, I'm really not even counting the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Because he has not been able to even play. So.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and let's shoot some scores out there, and we'll sign off, and hopefully we'll be back this evening. But I'll throw it at you. We got Oakland today, 1:00 at home. And what's your score? Throw it out there.
I'm going to surprise probably everybody, and I'm going to go 32-14.
Dolphins. 30 course. 32-14?
Yes.
32-14.
Mm. Yeah, I think we're
That's
going to.
That's a big
to,
day right there.
I think we're going to take it to them. I really do.
That's big. That's a bold prediction.
It is, and I'll stand by it. I think that we're going to put Oakland in their grave. They beat us last year in our must-win game.
Yeah.
So I hope we're keeping that in the back of our mind. Like that, they beat us last year in a must-win game. So I think they're going to do it.
My call is we'll go 27-18 is what I'm feeling. Dolphins win. I feel like we're going to put up points.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're going to put up points, and I feel like ultimately we're going to pull it out. And we're going to go 3-0 and look to cut the Patriots' head off next week. What do you say about that? I think we're sailing both on the same boat, just different different scores. So.
Yeah, just a little bit different scores. Not that far off, though.
Right.
Really?
Right. So I think that's it for this podcast.
Do you have any tunes to kick that mule?
We'll kick the mule going out for y'all because we got to get our shit together here. We kind of had a late start because we had a lot of shit.
Yeah, a long night.
Yeah, and hopefully we have a long day today, so it's probably good we have a late start.
It's going to be a long day. It will be a long day.
That's a little 20-minute podcast for us. We're going to sign off. We're going to kick a little mule for you and fins the fuck up, baby.
Y'all enjoy. Shout out to all the people out there to their teams. Everybody except Oakland today.
Fuck Oakland. Fuck the Pats. We're coming.
And we're out. Baby, won't you come my way?
Baby, won't you come my way? Fuck John Gruden. Baby, this is
something you should know. Absolutely. Put him in his $10 million. Let him go home. Fine.
We out.
Fins up. Gruden sucks.